Now, I've been saying it all morning. It is the longest day of the year, the official start of summer. It's the summer solstice. So what does it all mean? We are joined now by Kevin Nolan, astronomer and lecturer in physics at TU, and by Julie Nivuelon, the Dingle Druid. Julie, you have a super title. I wish I had more time to talk to you about the Dingle Druid. But listen, you got up at dawn this morning. What was it like?
I did. I got up at dawn this morning. It was actually very dull. But yet it was still very beautiful. The point of the solstice was at 4:32, and there was an awful lot of cloud formations, and there was a lot of wind, so there was a lot of movement in the clouds. But it was still a beautiful dawning, because we are here at the time of celebrating the sun, our sun goddess Lu and Anna. And I suppose at this morning, with the clouds very much, I was feeling into when we are celebrating the sun, we're celebrating the male energy, the outward energy and action. And then when we celebrate the moon, we have the feminine energy and our intuition and our inward life. So this morning, even though it was very dark, you know, during the time of, how we outwardly portray ourselves to the world at this time of the year in solstice, you know, what our manifestations and what we've achieved in life, and that high energy of sun, the high energy of those poor students celebrating, and all of us who want to celebrate now, you know, the gathering of flowers and the bonfires, gathering around the bonfires. And traditionally in Ireland would be St. John's Eve, which is the 23rd, that would be the bonfire night, but okay, also the bonfire would be the solstice.
Kevin, what is the science bit here? What happens on this day?
So basically, the Earth actually is on a tilt of 23.5 degrees, and that tilt is constant. But as we move around the sun, our orientation changes. So right here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're tilted towards the sun. So we basically get more sunlight. And as I said, the sun rises very early at around 4:30 in the morning and won't set till after 9 this evening. So giving us around 16 or 17 hours. And then conversely, in winter, we're tilted away from the sun by 20 degrees and we get our very short days and our winter solstice. So these are very important times. As we said, not only, you know, kind of culturally, but also even historically, for example, the development of agriculture, so we could understand the length of the day and plot our seasons and know when to sow certain things and indeed. So basically, our understanding of the Earth's relationship with the sun, its tilt to it, is something actually we've cracked in Ireland even up to 5,000 years ago. And as I said, all caused because we're literally lopsided as we rotate around our axis as we go around the sun.
And Julie, for you, is it all about the land? If we understand this time of year, we understand the land.
We understand the land. It's one of our agricultural festivals. Our last one is 6 weeks ago in Beltane. Our next one, which was a fertility festival, our next one in 6 weeks' time is Lunasa, which is the start of the harvest festivals. So at this time, I suppose, it's our connection with nature and the land. And the last couple of weeks, I've come across so many fledging birds, you know, and the risk taking that they take when they make that flight from the nest. And I suppose the high energy of summer and solstice as well, it encourages us to take flight. It encourages us to take that risk. So when we gather around the bonfire, I suppose there's almost there's just a magic when you gather with all the people around the bonfire, or the tinnichnofa, the bonfire, and we connect with our ancestors and we connect with those that went before us, and I suppose the hardships that they went through, our grandparents and great grandparents, and how they went through for us to be here, the privilege of us being here, and we connect with that and we look back. And then we celebrate, so we make daisy chains and we celebrate the flowers and St. John's Wort and Mugwort and Elder and all the blessings of the flowers that we have now. And then we're also at a very important point where the crops for the next 6 weeks, we need good growth. We need a balance of rain and heat and sun.
Yeah, and Kevin, the sky is so critical to all we do. And I'm wondering if the Earth's rotation had not been tilted in the way it is, would we have a very different planet, very different seasons?
Yes, we would have had every day the same. We wouldn't have had seasons and we wouldn't have had the changes, as Julie says. So, in fact, this strange happenstance of the Earth is just tilted on its axis has given us our seasons, has given us our solstices, and indeed even the means to be able to understand our position in the cosmos. And whether you're taking that from a kind of a cultural standpoint or a scientific standpoint, they really do meet at the solstices, because they're the times when we understand our position in this, you know, on Earth and its relationship with the sun that basically provides all life and all energy, as Julie says, for us. Whether, you know, you're saying that from a cultural standpoint or even a pure scientific standpoint, they meet in relation to the solstices in the winter and the summer.
And just finally, Julie, how late at night, how late tonight are you expecting there to be light where you are?
Well, last night it was very early because I was supposed to go spend the night in the Alaskans last night, but the weather has been really bad. There was torrential rain. So, I mean, 11 o'clock, you should still have some light outside there. And I just want to say that Grianstad and Tháirg is the Irish for the summer solstice, which means stop. And that's the biggest thing, that this is a 3-day festival every 6 weeks in the Celtic week of the year for us to stop, pause, take it all in.
Well,
and
that's
celebrate.
Good advice. Thank you very much, Julie Nivuela, on the Dingle Druid, Kevin Nolan, astronomer and lecturer in physics at TU.
Pleasure.